Hello, hello, and welcome to Rookie Lap. My name is Smitty, and my pronouns are she, her.
And my name is Painter, and my pronouns are she, they.
We're here to talk hockey and all that comes with it. We are not gatekeepers. We welcome fans new and old. We are also not insiders, so take most, if not all, of what we say with a grain of salt. All links and sources we mention will be linked on our blog, rookielap.wordpress.com. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Mental health has not been great. Recently. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, on a usual day, my mental health is not fantastic, but this time of year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
At least.
And before, and it's not SAD. I'm just like this, motherfucker.
Yeah. But we're both working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Been to too many appointments. It's okay.
Yep. But we're working on it. That's what's important.
Yes.
We're working
on
it.
That is what is. Uh-huh.
And we're doing okay.
We are alive, and yes. That is what matters.
There we go. That's all anyone can ask for right now. I hope everyone's yes. holiday season is better than ours.
I really need somebody to have a real good holiday season and then, like, tell us about it in our Google form on our website, rookielap.wordpress.com. And because,
yeah, there's been a lot of things happening. And of course, everything, like, when my mental health is bad, it feels like a lot of things that also affect said mental health, like, uh-huh. go also bad.
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing the work, but then there's, like, more that piles on. And then I'm like, well, that doesn't help. Thank you.
It's like, I'm out here breaking generational curses and traumas, but nobody said this shit would be hard.
Honestly, you know. But, I mean.
Like, goddamn.
There's no warning.
There's no warning.
There's no manual for this either. You just gotta
work my
through.
God, no.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
It's just
bad. Anyway.
But, yes, we hope everyone else is having a good holiday season. If you are not, it will get better.
Yes. It always does.
It
I know that
does.
Sounds like such bullshit, but it actually legitimately does get better.
Yeah. You just have to take it one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 second at a time. And some days are like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, but as we have not talked in a while, Painter, is there anything interesting going on in men's hockey?
There's some interesting stuff going on in men's hockey. I don't want to talk about a lot of it just mm-hmm. because I hate giving unworthy men attention.
Sorry, that was funny.
Just going to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about it right now, but there was also a fundraiser that was done by Pat Maroon?
Yes.
Yes. Pat Maroon did a fundraiser after Jack Edwards being his usual Jack Edwards piece of shit self,
mm-hmm.
And said some real nasty things about Pat Maroon.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pat Maroon, in response, was like, well, actually, I'm just going to raise money for charity, you sick bastard.
Could you imagine saying something negative and even fatphobic about someone who has won 3 Stanley Cups?
Not even that. Can you imagine saying something negative and fatphobic about somebody who's a literal professional athlete?
That's true. We should not be fatphobic to anyone, but...
Correct.
Also.
But a literal professional athlete who is, by all counts, a decorated athlete, but also a professional athlete that has a team of trainers and a nutritionist, and probably a personal chef.
Right.
Just shut up.
And
a dietitian as well, I am sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because those are different. Those are different. Nutritionists and dietitians are different. Just putting that out there. But
yeah, I could. Obviously, I am a woman. So the idea of saying anything negative about a lot of men is terrifying. But...
Unless we're in the comfort of our own homes,
yes.
then we'll talk a lot.
And they're
shit.
Not there. But I'm not on national television. Mm-hmm. But Pat Maroon is on the list of people that I personally would not want to say negative things about, where he might hear that. Just because he reacts to things. Sometimes he reacts very well to things. Sometimes he does not. So
yeah.
You know, it's just one of those. Like, if I had a, you know, I do have a microphone in front of me currently, but you know, he's probably not listening to this. If he is, what's up, man? You're cool.
If you are listening to this, Pat Maroon, you should follow us on Twitter at Rookie Lap, and also on Instagram at Rookie Lap. Mm-hmm. And
tell your friends.
Not that we're tweeting on there right now, because Twitter is a shitstorm. Freaked me out, so I just kind of like dipped.
Same here.
Sorry about that. Those of you that enjoyed my unhinged bullshit tweets, I'll be back eventually.
There's just some things going on that are scary. From even just a national security standpoint. So,
There was that.
Yep. So, Pat Maroon did that. Congratulations to him. We love that.
We love that. I love the fact that his response was that, as opposed to what I assumed it was going to be. And now, of course, assumptions makes an ass out of you and me, but also his track record.
Right. And to be honest, I personally, I don't know how I would have responded, because if I heard someone make comments like that, someone who is generally respected, like, make comments about me, regardless of how many trophies I've won, the fact that they're still making those comments, I don't know how I would react, like, personally.
Yeah.
So, he would have every right to be angry, and he channeled that anger into something productive. And I think I saw a lot of players supporting that. So also donating or sharing the word, everything like that. And I thought that was really nice. It was really nice to see. Also,
fuck you, Jack Edwards.
Exactly. As nice it was that they were supporting Pat Maroon, you definitely know that at least some of them were like, I need to say something because I hate that guy.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. 100%.
So
like, it's not even with a question as to if there are players that hate Jack Edwards, because there are definitely players that hate Jack Edwards. I can name like 5 off of the top of my head that have explicitly said he's a bitch. Like,
And I think,
anyways.
Yeah, yeah. If you've managed to piss off Pete Blackburn, noted Bruins fan and Twitter person, like, you have a problem. Like, genuinely piss him off. Because, I mean, he trolls, but that's different. But, like, you have a problem if you've managed to make an enemy out of that guy. So.
Yeah, I'm not a Pete Blackburn person, but yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Also, other less interesting things, but I feel like I'm going to just use this as a chance to soapbox a little bit.
Okay.
The Heritage Classic. For those of you that are new to hockeydom, you might have heard about it a little bit, but the Heritage Classic is kind of like the Stadium Series, where it's like, oh, we're going to be outside, which is cool. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going back to Edmonton next year, which has not been a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And their response a couple of days ago was like, well, guess what? It's going to be a Battle of Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck else did we think it was going to be? Like, respectfully, Gary, what else was it going to be? What, were you going to pull the Penguins in again? And their decimated team? Shut up. Like... But anyway, so that's going to be next year. And they're going to be at a Commonwealth Stadium. And it's going to be, you know,
going to be in Edmonton. Yeah.
Edmonton. The Battle of Edmonton in Edmonton with Edmonton. I can't do that whole thing. I wish that I could.
Is it? Yeah.
But
is it,
that's going to happen. Right.
Yeah, that, oh gosh.
Which I think is fun, but here's my thing, real quick. Can y'all make it so that everybody can actually watch that shit? Because I want to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I know that y'all are listening to this, obviously, you important executive producers.
Pat Maroon, we've already established Pat Maroon is here.
I want to watch it and not have to, like, find alternative means to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe y'all, like, figure out how to make it so that I don't have to jump through 18,000 hoops to watch a game that I only halfway care about, but I want to talk shit about.
You know, like priorities.
Priority, like, seriously. But anyway, so that's happening next year. I think that's very fun.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL continues to be boring,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it'll be a fun game. I do enjoy a Battle of Alberta. I do, occasionally. But if y'all want me to actually care about Canadian teams,
mm-hmm.
perhaps make it easier to watch Canadian teams. Just putting that out there.
For Americans, obviously. I'm sure Canadians are like, please make this stop. It's on every channel. But I will say, I am, the Battle of Alberta is definitely a correct decision.
It absolutely is.
Like, yeah, I like that because
you know
we've had games in the, like for the Heritage Classic in the past that you're like, do we have
Why
to?
Why is this happening?
Like,
yeah,
I don't know about this one. Like, you know, but this one like is present while like you know it's this it there's history there, but it's also. Yeah. Current, so it's not like, you know, I think, like, you know, the idea of having Minnesota and Dallas play, you're like, okay, that doesn't make sense, like, doesn't make sense. I get it, but that doesn't
make
sense.
The whole point of the Stadium Series and the Heritage Classics is the fact that it's supposed to be like rivalry games or games mm-hmm. against teams that have history together.
Yeah.
Like the Carolina Hurricanes are going against Washington Capitals.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Part of me personally hates it, mm-hmm. but it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Right.
I don't understand it when they're like, oh, let's put Minnesota and Dallas together. Now fight.
Yeah, right. That doesn't make any sense.
No,
they don't it have doesn't. The history that they have is literally the same. But you know, I mean, I guess if
in
I
more
mean,
ways than one,
right? Yeah, but I mean, if I kind of get it, like when we have those games, just because, like, obviously, you can't have the Battle of Alberta every single time. You can't do the Penguins and the Flyers every single time.
Please don't.
Right. You can't. But at the same time, those are the ones that are the more exciting ones because there is such a history there.
Yeah.
So
and the animosity between even current players is like, woof.
Right. Yeah. Because I mean, like, there are certain rivalries that I would say now have cooled off mostly because the players involved aren't there anymore. And you know there might still be some negative feelings towards each other, but it's not gonna, you know, upset the like the balance of gameplay, I guess, you know. But yeah, the Battle of Alberta will be good as long as
I agree.
Hopefully, we'll be able to see it in the States. So
please, for the love of God, I want to watch it. I want to watch it. Come on. I got so annoyed last time. I was like, where do I watch it? I was like, oh, watch it on ESPN. I was like, wait, what? It is? I'm at. Where is it?
Oh.
Anyway, I'm probably just stupid. We can go ahead and say it. I know that. No. However, I was struggling.
No.
You know who else was struggling?
Oh, boy. I know.
Jack Hughes. Do you like my segue?
That was great.
It was very good. Now, to be clear, he wasn't actually struggling, but mm-hmm. his team was.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. Okay, so for those of you that don't watch the New Jersey Devils or didn't hear about this, first of all, same. I don't really watch the Devils that much, but I do keep up with them. Mm-hmm. And Jack Hughes continues to be just... I don't think he's human.
Yeah.
I don't know... I feel like he was made out of a test tube. I don't know.
You but calling him a test tube baby?
Yes. Yes, I am. What I do know is that he's a monster. Now, that is true. To be clear, there was a game on, what was this, just Thursday, like the 1st of December. So this was a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. But I think it was. I don't know. Anyway, he had a 6-minute and 2-second shift at the end of the game.
That was, yeah, that was only a few days ago.
That was only a few days ago. He, December 9th, excuse okay. me. I don't know why I said first.
Well, you know. I was like,
I'm tired.
I was like, how long did I manage to sleep? Because I just heard about that.
Yeah, December 9th. Okay, anyway, back to the reality. Oh, now that, song's stuck in my head. Okay, focus. Okay, sorry. So, it actually breaks a record as well that goes all the way back to 2007, which does not sound that long ago to me, but then I remember that it's almost 2023, and, oof-a-doof.
Yeah.
But my thing is that sucks for this kid is that they still lost.
Mm-hmm.
But he put on a heck of a show, and I actually watched the last little bit of that game, and I was just sitting there, and I was like, dear God, is he still on the ice? Or did he get off the ice? Did I miss a shift change?
Yeah. Nope.
No, he just stayed on the ice. Yep. I don't know how he didn't drop dead.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know how he did that, because I've seen guys just completely gassed after, like, a 2-3-minute shift.
Right. Yeah, even, like, when you hit a minute, that's already too many, like, that's already too many seconds. Like, you are, like, that's a good shift at a minute.
Yeah. That's a long shift.
He did 6 times that.
Uh-huh. And he played like an animal throughout the entire shift.
Sorry, I just had a vision of an animal trying to play hockey. But yeah,
so it, he's a bear.
You know, that was the animal I thought of, and I wasn't.
I know
say.
It is. I know it is.
Yeah. But yeah, he
for a total of 26 minutes of ice time. Jesus Christ, kid.
I struggle walking up a hill. Like, I don't understand.
I feel like he went home and just slept.
I hope so.
God, I bet he did not move the next day. Like, oh, I swear, if he did, what is wrong with you? Go to bed. The other day, I literally just had to carry my niece around for like 20 minutes. My arms still hurt.
Yeah.
Granted, I also did work out today, so that's another reason that my arms kind of hurt.
Yeah.
But I digress.
Yeah, still. Like, I occasionally have to walk up a hill. And I hate when I run into anyone I know walking up said hill, because I know that I am going to be absolutely wiped by the time we get to the top because we're talking.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking a hill. I'm not even talking, like, mountain. Like, I'm not hiking out in L.A. I'm not hiking in Denver where the air is thin. No. So I cannot imagine having the lung capacity and the stamina.
Right.
To be essentially sprinting
for 6 minutes.
Like,
he had to have thrown up when he got to the locker room.
I was, you know, my reaction was, I hope there was oxygen on the bench, like, or somewhere.
I,
like,
hope there was an IV ready.
Yeah, like, just immediately,
because he would not be able to get enough oxygen into his lungs if he stopped moving.
Right.
Because that's the thing, one of the reasons why you have to keep your shifts as short as you do is because, like, frankly, if just stopping dead immediately after sprinting like that is not good for your body.
There's a reason why there's, like, when you work out, you're supposed to cool down.
Yeah. Like, there's a reason. That's, yeah. And that's why when players have those insane shifts and you see them, like, keeled over on the bitch, they're probably throwing up, to be honest with you.
Probably.
Like, I know that you don't want to hear that, but, like, probably dry heaving at the very least, because, dear God.
Yep.
That's a lot. And their body is like, what the fuck just happened to me?
Their media training does, in fact, include how to vomit without being on camera, so.
Yeah, it actually does.
But, you know.
Also, I forgot that Eric Halla is a New Jersey Devil now.
Yep.
I really forgot that that had happened. And so I was watching that game, and I was like, Eric Halla? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah, he's there.
He's there for some reason. Anyway, yeah, so
the Devils are doing very well,
yes,
overall. So,
congratulations, Devils fans. Yeah. I know it's been a hell of a few years.
Truly.
And a hell of a start to the season, too.
Mm-hmm.
But also a part of me is still kind of like, oh, I wish y'all had a few more years to suffer just because my team made me suffer for a really long time.
Yeah.
But then I remember that you guys have been suffering for a little while. So, congratulations. Enjoy it.
It's always shorter when it's someone else's team.
Oh, yeah. It's never long enough when it's somebody else's team.
Right.
Particularly certain teams.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's a conversation for another day and without a mic in front of me, because I will get mean.
Yep.
So, women's hockey. Tell me about that.
Well, so it is also relatively boring, all things considered. You know, the PHF is rumbling right along, doing pretty well overall. However, this last weekend, the PWHPA had their All-Star Weekend in Ottawa, essentially Ottawa. It is Ottawa, Kemptville, and Gatineau. I'm assuming that's how you say that. I don't speak French. But it's basically the Ottawa metro area. I don't know, personally, I don't know why they had all three. I think there may have been a deal that was made. But, like, you are, like, 2 miles from, like, outside of Ottawa. You're in Ottawa. Personal. That's just me. That's me. I don't know if there's a fight between Ottawa and Kemptville, or what, because Kemptville's a little bit further than Gatineau from Ottawa, but it's still close enough that I'm like, if it were me and I was from Kemptville, if I went somewhere, I'd tell people I was from Ottawa. Like, you're that close. But anyway, they were in three different cities. The only reason I asked was because on December 9th, they had a game. And the the four all-star teams played, or the four teams played, and then the next day those same teams played, and but in different, like, in Ottawa. So I was like, I hope that those two places are relatively close, because that's a very quick turnaround if you had to, like, travel pretty far. But yes, they are close. On December 9th, there was just the two games between the four teams that have sponsors. Their name, like, the Adidas team. My favorite, to be honest, my favorite part is that Adidas, because Adidas, like, the name Adidas is not capitalized. So it's lowercase, and it, to me, it looks like a typo, and I know it's not, but the team name isn't capitalized. But you could only watch this on CBC Sports. You could apparently watch worldwide, but it says CBC Sports, which I know I cannot get in the U.S.
I cannot get that.
Yeah. So I don't know what worldwide means. If it just means Canada? Maybe Europe gets it? I don't know. But we don't. And that was the only place that was listed. And, you know, sometimes when you see things that are listed, you're like, I know that I can find that on a different channel.
Mm-hmm.
you could not, because on December 10th and 11th, it does actually list TSN, ESPN Plus, and then the French TSN, I guess, RDS, which I'm sure is not pronounced RDS, but I don't know French letters. So, and so on the 10th, they actually had skills clinics. So we got some young kids, young women. I don't know what. Oh, girls 6 to 11 and then women 19 plus. So they got young women and girls out there to practice their skills, which is great. Love that.
Love that.
And then the four teams played again.
Because why not?
Why not? And then on December 11th, they had a skills competition at 11 a.m. Ottawa time. And then the All-Star Tournament was at noon. My favorite part of all of this, however, is that on the little box that tells you where you can watch these things, there's an asterisk that says, please note, skills competition will not be broadcasting live.
But that's what I care about.
Correct.
What?
So, yeah, there was that.
Watch the All-Star game for the game.
And I am trying, obviously, I know I mentioned it a couple of episodes ago that I'm doing sort of a, not a deep dive, but a good dive into how the PWHPA is doing members-wise. And I gotta say, I don't know, I think there's like 80 something people, and they had four all-star teams. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, each with 12 people on it, which is the most of the association. Can't even call it a league because it's not a league. So there's that.
That's but, like half the association.
Yeah. If not a little bit more, I think. But I don't know. Anyway, the skills competition winners, because we couldn't watch that live, but it happened. Fastest skater, of course, Kendall Coyne Schofield.
Of course. She skates like a dream.
She does. Accuracy was Brianne Jenner.
That also checks out.
Yep. Skills challenge, Marie-Philippe Poulin.
Yeah.
The save streak, Anne-Renée Debien. I'm sorry if I mispronounced any of those names. Again, they're French. I'm assuming Anne-Renée is a goalie.
Yeah, I would assume so. How the PWHPA is.
Who knows? Honestly, that would be something that I would watch.
Yeah.
Is just throw like skaters into the net and see how they do. Let's see how they do. Right. So, yeah. So you couldn't watch the skills competition live on anything. You could watch the All-Star Tournament, I guess. I don't know who ended up winning. Oh, it was a 3-on-3 tournament.
Team Keller.
Yeah, it was a 3-on-3 tournament.
Huh.
And Team Keller won at the end in a shootout. So good job, Team Keller.
Nice.
I guess. I guess there's 11 people on each team. So that happened. Good for them.
Good job. You had an all-star tournament.
Woo. Yep. For a league that doesn't exist.
And
yeah,
your fans definitely knew about it.
I know. I didn't know about it until I went on Instagram and there was something that, oh, I think I follow the PWHPA and I happened to, oh no, I follow Kendall. I follow Kendall and they posted her speed run. And you know, they'd like, it was a double post.
Watch live.
Yeah. It was like a double, you know, like the PWHPA and Kendall both posted it. So I saw it on my feed because I follow Kendall because she's an Olympian. But I wouldn't have known otherwise. So
I'm just, can we just for a second look and scroll down to where it says the Canadian Tire PWHPA All-Star Fan Vote will allow fans to vote for one All-Star player for each team. mm-hmm. without regard to position.
Mm-hmm.
The top vote getter from each team will be named as the four captains of their respective teams. And then they get to, like, draft
mm-hmm.
their yeah. starting lineup
mm-hmm.
of the 40 additional All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, not to be, like, the NHL does it better, but, like, mm-hmm. the whole point of the All-Star game is that every single All-Star is selected.
Yeah.
By, like, fan voting and a committee. I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, hey, at least fans got to pick who the captains would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
And you could choose through Qualtrics, which is, love that for them.
Yeah, that's
that they
so
have
exciting.
A Qualtrics account. Yeah, so, but I didn't know about that.
Because I would have voted.
Yeah. See, and
as
again,
much shit as I talk about the PWHPA,
yeah.
they have a lot of players I really like.
Yeah. And again, like, I don't necessarily follow the PWHPA, but I do follow a couple of the players in the PWHPA.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about this, so.
Yeah, that's a concern.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On a number of levels.
Yep. And I also feel like the skills competition, it only took an hour. And I feel like, I mean, if, like, there's not, that means that there's not a lot of, like, you know, ceremony
entries?
Involved. Yeah. Well, yeah. Entries and ceremony involved. And I mean, like, you know, if you really, like, I know it wasn't broadcasted live. Should have, because that's the part that everyone watches.
Yeah.
Even with NHL, like, I will yeah. watch the skills competition and then turn off the actual game because I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about the game.
Yeah.
Unless I have, like, certain players that I know will be in the game, then mm-hmm. I'm just like, I like watching them play.
Yeah, but, like,
that's literally it.
the skills competition, like, is so different from what we normally see them doing that it's just fun. It's just more fun.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Like, I would have switched, but that's just me.
I mean, it's probably a money issue, though.
Probably. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anyone who watched, personally.
Neither do I.
So,
neither do I.
There's that. But, yeah,
either way, congrats, ladies.
Good job. Yep.
Hope you had fun.
Yep.
Hope you have an actual league someday.
We'll talk about that later. All right. Teach me about double minors, Tanner.
Okay. I absolutely will do that. So, it's been a minute, guys, but buckle up. So, okay. A double minor is very weird.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, for a double minor, any player can get a double minor except for the goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a double minor, you will be ruled off ice for 4 minutes, which means you got to go to the box mm-hmm. for 4 minutes. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
If there's a delay in calling the penalty
mm-hmm.
and the other team scores a goal, the non-offending team. It's mm-hmm. like, let's say, for instance, Team A committed a penalty,
mm-hmm.
but Team B scores.
Okay.
And that penalty was supposed to be a double minor.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2 minutes will be taken off of the 4 minute time.
Mm-hmm.
It would still be announced as a double minor penalty,
mm-hmm.
but only 2 minutes would show on the penalty clock.
Right.
So, it's still a double minor, mm-hmm. but they've already technically paid for the first part of the double minor.
Right.
Does that,
like,
make sense?
I feel like I've seen that happen before and was very mm-hmm. confused. Because, again, they do not explain that.
No, they never actually explain it. And then people get really pissed off when they say, like, oh, double minor. And then they see
2 minutes.
2 minutes on the clock. They're like, what the fuck was that? Like, what? Yeah. How's that a double minor? And then on the other hand, they're like, it should be 4 minutes. How dare they do this to me? Rah, 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 rah. The yeah. referees hate my team specifically.
Yeah. It does devolve to that, yes.
Yes, it usually does. Now, you may be asking yourself, Painter, what type of things constitute a double minor penalty? Well, there's 5 things.
Mm-hmm.
First, butt ending, which is something we're going to talk about later, which basically means that they're taking the end of your stick and, like, butting into somebody. It's yep. not spearing because they're using the end of the stick.
Mm-hmm.
Delay of game from a coach's challenge can sometimes be counted as a double minor.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about coach's challenges later. Headbutting,
mm-hmm.
but only headbutting where injury of some such is mm-hmm. involved. High sticking and spearing, same rules apply. If there is blood, it's a double minor.
Yep.
Which is why you'll often see referees after a high stick that gets called, like mm-hmm. actually gets called, they'll go to the player and check and see like if he's bleeding or anything.
Yeah.
That will help to determine for them if it is a double minor or not. Which is mm-hmm. also why you'll sometimes see players like throwing a whole hissy fit when they got like 3 drops of blood.
Yeah. They're like squeezing.
They're like squeezing their lip above
their eyebrow. It's like, look, it's bleeding.
They're like squeezing, like, eh, look at this, it's blood. Ooh, blood.
Yeah. But
that's why they're doing it, because mm-hmm. they want the other team to be stuck on the penalty kill for 4 minutes.
And I personally would like to say that I like it that way as opposed to like any other way. Well, I mean, not any other way, but just like, there's obviously a way, we have an issue with injuries in the NHL. Mm-hmm. This one we can visibly see, even if it mm-hmm. isn't terrible, there is blood. Therefore, mm-hmm. you get a bigger penalty. Now, that I like, even if it is, like, you know, it is, it does slow things down a little bit, just because obviously if someone gets high, like, you know, actually hit in the face and they're bleeding, their first, or even if they're not bleeding, if they get hit, especially in their mouth, their first instinct is to go to the bench and like, hey, where did I lose anything? You know?
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, the refs have to...
Especially for the idiots that never wear their mouth guard.
Right. So the refs have to go and like chase them down and be like, hey, we need to see, are you bleeding?
Like, are you good?
Yeah.
Now, usually the guys are pretty good about being like, hey, I'm bleeding over here.
Right. But there's definitely some chasing that has to happen a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then,
especially, you know, when it's a bad hit.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes like a ref will see the high stick and the others did not. So then they have to communicate that it was a high stick. Okay, now we have to check this guy and make sure that he's, you know, not bleeding. So there's some time that happens there, but again, considering there's a lot of invisible injuries in the NHL, the fact that we have at least addressed in some part visible injuries, like penalties for visible injuries, is good.
Yeah. I honestly like the double minor though, mm-hmm. because to me it before the double minor really became a thing, because
mm-hmm.
even like 15 years ago, it wasn't used a whole lot. Yeah,
it really wasn't. Yeah,
because I guess they didn't really have a clear cut rule as to how it would be a double minor.
Yeah, I seem to remember that conversation.
Yeah,
about, like, how bad was it? And yeah,
and so you would have guys serving 5-minute majors for like mm-hmm. a little bit of a lip bleed,
right?
And so then some jagoff would be like, well, I guess I'm gonna have to fight somebody now, because then at least it's like an actual 5-minute major. And I'm like, you mm-hmm. dumbass.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then you just end up with more injuries, possibly invisible, as it were. So, yeah, it's just better to have. So I like, I mean, and to be honest, considering everything, double minors don't happen as often as you would necessarily think.
They really don't.
You know, like, I mean, considering how violent of a game hockey can be,
mm-hmm.
you really don't see a whole lot of double minors.
Yeah.
So, even just it's interesting. Accidentally violent, because obviously there's so many high sticks that happen that are not necessarily on purpose. Just someone's face or something in the way.
Yeah.
But
And then... I've had some people talk to me about, like, the cross-check conversation
mm-hmm.
and how, like, that should become an immediate double minor. And I'm mm-hmm. like, but how can you guarantee there was injury on the right. play.
Yeah, it's sort of, it is
because
kind of,
you wanted to lift up his shirt? Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't complain about that, but like, like, are we going to do that every time there's a cross-check penalty? Yeah. Like,
you take more time. Yeah. Because now they, like, they're not, because now it's not only do they have to lift, like, their jersey, now they have other things that they have to be wearing underneath anyway. So it's like, let's not do that.
And, like, y'all already complain about delay of game when a ref just won't drop the puck.
Right.
Like, be quiet. But anyway, that's a double minor.
Yeah.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. We're almost through some of the more ridiculous parts, and we're going to get to the things that I find actually fascinating. Woo! Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for some hockey history?
Of course I am. Ding, ding, ding.
All right. So this is directed at not even new hockey fans, but maybe some younger hockey fans as well.
Nice.
Who do not know this name. He does not haunt your hockey dreams.
Oh, I can't believe there are people that...
And for you, I'm happy for you. For Painter and I, this name sends chills. Jaromir Jagr.
Fuck that guy.
I mean, obviously, we don't know him personally. He's just that good. And he has been, I mean, he is currently 50 years old. He currently owns a Czech hockey team because he is Czech. And recently, I believe yesterday, maybe the day before, depending on time, I don't know, over the weekend, there was an illness that was going through the team that he owned, and he stepped into play. And had,
stop. No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. And he got two assists.
Can't stand this fucking guy.
Yeah. It's, again, 50 years old. And I'm not knocking him, but you can tell the man is 50. Like, he looks 50.
Yeah.
I cannot speak. I don't want to watch him because I don't want to make myself feel bad. I don't want to watch him skate better than me at 50 than I can.
God, it would make me so mad.
I could at even, I don't know, 25. But yeah, so as such, since people may not be haunted by this man, if you are haunted by this man, I apologize. And why I say a lot of people have been haunted by him, I'm going to go through the NHL teams that he has played for. All right. You ready for this?
I'm going to mute myself.
The Calgary Flames, Florida Panthers, New Jersey Devils, Boston Bruins, Dallas Stars, Philadelphia Flyers, New York Rangers, Washington Capitals, Pittsburgh Penguins. For a while, he was just working his way through essentially the Metro. And throughout that, occasionally he played for like a KHL team, you know,
for fun.
Yeah, honestly. And so there are a lot of fans who, even if you, like, you know, I'm thinking Washington Capitals and New York Rangers, that's a very complicated relationship to have with Jaromir Jagr, because you're like, I love him for some things, I hate him for the other, you know. And so, but I also kind of wanted to go through, it's not enough really to just say like, hey, he's 50 years old and he's still playing in the Czech Republic, Czechia. I don't know how they want to be called currently. So I'm going to go through some NHL records that he has held. The records on Wikipedia, which is where I'm reading this from because it's the best summary, are as of the 9th of October, 2021, for regular season games, unless stated otherwise. So going through this, please keep in mind that these records may have been broken, but probably not all of them. I'm thinking like maybe one or two. So... most career game-winning goals. Most career points by a right wing. Most career assists by a right wing. Most single season points by a right wing. Most single season assists by a right wing. Most single season points by a European born player. Same for assists, by the way. let me see. Most career points by a European born player. By the way, I thought this was a year. No. 1,921 points. Most career game tying goals by a European born player. And he's tied with Solane for that. Most career.
Who I also love, but yes. Hate.
Yes, right. most career playoff game winning goals. Most consecutive 30 goal seasons, and it's shared with Mike Gartner, Alexander Ovechkin, including the shortened 1994-95 season. So there's that. Most consecutive 70 point seasons, including the shortened season.
Okay, but here's the thing. Most consecutive 70 points, 15 of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 15. 15 of them. Longest gap between Stanley Cup Finals appearances, 21 years. So he first appeared in 1992, last appeared in 2013. Only player to play in the Stanley Cup Finals as a teenager and at over 40 years old. Oldest player to score 60 points in a season. Oldest player to score a hat trick. Most different teams played on by a 1,000-point scorer. Nine different teams. So there's also records that he holds from the Pittsburgh Penguins and the New York Rangers that I'm not necessarily going to go through. Those are just the NHL records. There are team-specific records that he also holds. That is also there. It's a very long list. Some of his awards, you know, just in case, you know, he was a Stanley Cup champion in 91 and 92. For reference, 91 and 92, Painter and I were not born yet. Like when that happened. Think about when the 92 Stanley Cup final happened. We were not born yet. So,
oh boy.
So there's that. And this man just played over the weekend. So
he haunts my dreams.
It's scary.
He's terrifying.
Yeah. And it's really weird because he scares me. I mean, but at the same time I'm like, anytime he does something like that, I'm like, yeah, you go. You do that.
Yeah.
You do that.
I mean, it just makes sense. You hear Jaromir Jagr and you're like, yeah, of course he's still playing.
Right. And I think...
of course he has this.
Right. I think that is our reaction to things. Obviously, younger people who, you know, may have only seen him at 40 plus years old or in his late 30s even, you know, like, I mean, not necessarily weren't alive then, but just like cognizant of hockey and his name. It's crazy. So... he was in the NHL All-Star Game 13 times. 13 times. Yep.
And to be clear, that was across different teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you have, like, a guy on the team and you're like, oh, yeah, he's with the Penguins. Obviously, he's going to be, like, their representative for the All-Star game, like, every year for the next 10 years. No. Mm-hmm. No, this was different teams.
And just to really put in perspective for young people listening to this, he does play, or when he played internationally, so, you know, the Olympics, things like that, he did play for the Czech Republic. But there's 4 times in international competition where he played for Czechoslovakia. That's how long he's been playing. For those of you who are not necessarily used to hearing that name, because obviously, as you can tell from both Painter and I, we grew up with this name.
Uh-huh.
Even if And I think what's funny for me is that obviously you were, as a kid, much more focused on hockey than I was. And even I knew this name. And he never played for not only my team, but he didn't really haunt my team's division.
He haunted my team's division.
Yeah, and I knew this name.
He was a specter of darkness. He made my life miserable because, and I'm not being like hyperbolic. No. He made my life miserable, and I wanted him on my team so fucking bad, and I just knew he was never gonna be on my team, but God, I wanted it because I was so sick of him scoring and making my team look stupid. Like, it was so bad, but also I really liked watching him play because he is a wizard.
He is. And I mean, obviously he is. He's still playing at 50. So, I mean, obviously, again, not playing in the NHL. He's playing in the Czech Republic, but still.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of, I know, I work with people who are 50 years old. I don't think even they could imagine being able to do that.
I know people who are in their 50s and talk about how they have to stretch every morning to be able to walk.
Right.
And, like, there's no shame in that. There is no shame in that. But, like, I think about them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then I think about Jaromír Jágr out here playing a game of hockey, getting 2 assists, and just doing whatever he feels like doing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, he is insane, and he's probably, I think it's really strange because even, like, obviously from our perspective, we're just two people, but you, as someone who, he haunted that division, and for me, I knew him more as a, you know, like, a general specter, I guess, of just the league, you know? Because he was just constantly in highlights of things. You know, you watch ESPN.
Painter, why do you hate the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Do you? like, there's a therapy. Like, do you hate the Penguins or do you hate Jágr?
Both.
No, we're going to work through that. It's really. But I feel like he is sort of a unifying presence.
Oh, absolutely. For
NHL fans that grew up watching the NHL while he played, because everyone hate, like, if you, he never played on your team, you hated him when your, like, your team played against whatever team he was on.
Oh yeah.
But if he was on your team, you loved him, and if he wasn't on your team, you wanted him on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved around enough that could have happened, you know.
Yeah, there was this little sliver of hope.
Right.
It was this itty-bitty sliver of hope that maybe he'll be on your team. Because after he left Pittsburgh, it was like, I'm going to be here a little bit, and I'm going to be over here, and then I'm going to go over here, and then we go back over here. Like, there's just a little itty-bitty sliver of hope.
Yep. It was
on the Dallas Stars for a second.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, like, what were you doing there? But even,
on the Bruins for a minute? Like,
yeah, and it is really... Like, it's, you wanted him on your team, but I mean, there's certain players that people are like, oh, you would like this player if he was on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't know about that. Even if you know that you probably would, but you can fight it a little bit more. But Jágr, you couldn't fight that. Like, you could not fight. Like, and if anyone said, like, oh, you wish he was on your team, like, yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, duh.
Obviously, I want him on my team.
I hate that he's not on my team more than anything else.
Correct. I just don't want to pay the man.
You're right. So that, I saw the story about him basically just hopping down from the box, getting suited up, and then having 2 assists in a game. And I'm like, one, that does sound like him. that is something he would do.
I love that both of us were just like, yeah, that sounds like Jaromír Jágr.
Yep. At this point, there are very few stories that if they came out about Jágr, I would be surprised.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm like, yep, that makes sense. You could tell me that this man murdered someone and got away with it, and I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. Like,
tell me that he like climbed Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Naked.
Yeah. Oh no, he would. And do I'd be like, yeah. What's funny is that naked. Yeah, that makes sense. He would do that. So, yeah. So this guy, this man,
fucking guy,
he could be a grandfather. You know, at this point, haunted us. And haunted the NHL for a very long time. And now he's apparently still scaring poor Czech players who are probably 17 or 18 years old.
Honestly.
I could not imagine. So, but I wanted to make sure that the younger hockey fans out there.
And doesn't he still have the second most points in NHL history?
Yes, he does.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So... that is Jaromir Jagr for our new fans and our young fans. So
he's an insane bastard.
He is. And we love him. In more ways than one, man. That man is insane.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Just absolutely insane. We forgot to mention that he does have a fan club known as the Traveling Jagrs. Who, like, they dress in his, like, sweater from a lot of his different teams.
And just... why did I forget about that? Oh, yeah. My God.
I forgot about, because we haven't seen him in a while. But they put on long black wigs in reference to his hairstyle. And they'll travel once or twice a year to go and see him play in person. And then when he played for the Flames, they actually, because they were from Calgary, like they were from Alberta, so they announced they would be a more regular fixture at games. I don't know if they travel to the Czech Republic to do that. I bet people do it. I don't know if it's the official, like, traveling Jagrs kind of thing.
Probably not, but I bet people do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you said.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
That just sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, y'all should... look him up more and watch some of his highlights.
Yes, and go read all of the different. It's like, I just read out the NHL ones, the Penguins.
There's all different kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and just the stories about him that every team has.
Every single hockey
fan. Even if he didn't play for a team, there is a weird story that a team has about Jaromir Jagr.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, he's just an ever-present. He was just an ever-present.
Yeah, man. The times where he scored a game-winning goal and you just cried.
Mm-hmm. He did that a lot. So
he did a whole lot, a whole lot.
Enough to hold a record, but.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Jaromir Jagr.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Classes out of session ended.
I guess
ding,
so.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, let's talk about other things, because otherwise I'm gonna cry, because Jaromir Jagr haunts my dreams!
So, do we have... I do not. Well, that's a bad idea. Apparently, we do not have a new hockey fan question.
No, we do not.
So, if you have...
the only, like... questions I get from new fans that I'm friends with are about, like, how do I meet a player? And I just tell them to read hockey romance books and to take a breath. So
leave them alone. They're not that interesting, to be honest.
They're really not, babe.
They're like, boring people.
The men in the books far more interesting.
If you really want an ideal. Like, I have my own issues with this book as a hockey fan, but, what is it called? I actually bought this, and it was okay. I was, like I said, my problem with it was, like, my problems of it came from the fact that I am a hockey fan, and I know, like, I know how... hockey players are.
It 4 years, I'll have my book out and then you can read that.
Right, yeah. Because it was kind of like, I don't believe this. I know that sounds awful, but it was, oh gosh, what is it? Painter, where did I put it?
Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about that one author that I read the other book?
I think so. It's called Always Only You by, I forgot the name of the author. Chloe Lise? It could be Lisa. I don't necessarily know. But
I really like that author.
yes, she's a very it's a and it's a very good it is a very good book. Love it. My
But it
issue
is not
obviously
like a
came from,
perfect, yeah.
right. Just because if you don't necessarily, if you're not immersed into hockey culture, it's the perfect like hockey romance book. If you are, you find yourself kind of going, that's
Like
not.
that doesn't work.
Yeah.
But
Like
if you
this
suspend your
is
disbelief a little bit, it's
right.
not.
And that was just my issue. So, but yeah. But if you do have a question, you don't have to necessarily be a new hockey fan, just like a question about, let's say, double minors, anything like that. We do have a Google form that you can submit these to. You don't have to give your name or anything like that. You can just ask a question, any question that you want, honestly, any question that you want. Right, Peter?
Yeah,
Okay.
within reason though. Don't
Oh, yeah.
ask for, weird stuff.
But now they're
If
gonna ask for weird stuff. So, well, we'll see.
you ask me my blood type, I'm gonna tell you to go fuck yourself, 'cause
Do
I
you?
don't know what it
Okay,
is.
I was like, do you even know?
No,
Okay.
I don't.
All right. So we'll just go to dumb take of the week for
Okay.
now. And this is oh yeah. So I didn't necessarily find this. It was sent to me. And then I sent it to Painter because it was annoying, to say the very least. So we talked about the PWHPA and their All-Star game. Cool. That happened. They
That
also
certainly
have,
happened.
yes, they because they don't have a league, as we've discussed
Many
loudly
times.
about. They do showcases, which we've talked about. And we also talked about how they do a lot of showcases in Pittsburgh. Love that for Pittsburgh. Thank you for Pittsburgh, I guess. I don't know. And they did a showcase. I'd say showcase. They did a showcase in Pittsburgh, but then they, like the Penguins beat writers and general, journalists also covered it a little bit, including the official Pittsburgh Penguins website writers, which
Yeah.
is great. Again, love that for Pittsburgh women's hockey fans. Love it. Would not have known this existed if it wasn't for a Pittsburgh Penguins fan sending it to me. So thank you. And they asked about their mission. So the journalist asked Marie Philippe Poulin, who again, I think I've said her name so many different ways, about the mission of creating a viable women's professional hockey league in North America. Painter.
Already is one.
Exactly. Okay. So that's problem number one. Already a dumb take, because there is one of those. And honestly, she could have said, there is one. We want to create our own. That's a valid answer.
That is a valid answer. Like, honestly, that is a valid and fair answer. You could have just been like, hey, we want to make our own because of XYZ. And, other things that are happening, we just want to have our own league. No one's going to judge you for that, my guy.
And so yeah, they talked a lot about Pittsburgh just in general. But it's one of the things that Poulin said. It's a big group here that we push forward to create a league. You see all these girls, like they work hard, and we're all in this together. And obviously, you see these great games, and it's been great. It's been a fun weekend. And then, right now, we're just trying to showcase what we have and really put things forward. We have great people behind us doing the hard work behind closed doors. We trust them, and we hope it's going to come up soon.
That's what I have to say about that.
Sorry, I had to sneeze. Cool. Yeah, no, it, I...
Bad.
Yeah.
Zero out of 10. Get new PR support. Yeah. Get someone to train them how to respond to things. Fun fact, Marie Poulon, Philip, whatever, whatever. When you say all these girls, why, but also why are you the way that you are? Here's my issue with that part specifically. Mm-hmm. When you say girls, it's extremely infantilized, and it's sort of that female versus male, female versus woman thing.
Yeah.
I can't word. You know what I'm trying to say.
I know. Yeah.
Like, female, extremely degrading. Don't call me a female.
No.
Woman. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
That is what I am. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
Fine.
There's,
when you call grown-ass women... Mm-hmm.
Who are trying to create a professional league. We're not looking at, like, we're not talking about 12-year-olds who are, you know, just trying to create a community-wide league for girls to play. No.
No. We're talking about professional women.
Who may or may not have played in the Olympics several times.
Who do their taxes.
Hopefully. Please do your taxes.
Please do your taxes. The W-2s are coming out, next month?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep. It's that time of year. Just saying. Saying girls.
Grown women who do their taxes.
It's so.
In any context, should never be called girls. I said what I said.
And I, obviously, she does. She's definitely. She speaks French. Okay, but she's not. It's not like she's never spoken English before.
Like she speaks Canadian French.
Right, and yeah, so. Yes, excuse me to the French people listening to this, but so
don't
you
worry,
know,
French people, I got your back.
And like, I think personally, as I mean, I know both of us have studied different languages.
Yes,
you tend, like, obviously we don't necessarily know within that culture or context, like cultural context, how the difference between in that language girls, women, female is used, but we learn, like, I mean, we learn the word for girl is this, and girl applies to child, you know, a child who happens to one day will become possibly a woman multiple like, you know, you learn those differences and then you tend to stick with that, even if, like, you know, you might say woman and it turns out the person you're talking about is 17, you know.
Yeah, that's not a woman, that's a child.
Right. You learn those differences when you learn your first language and your second language and your third language. Like, you learn those differences and you tend to stick with them, even if the cultural context might not, I guess. So... calling them girls, I think obviously she may not have thought about it at all when she said it. It does feel very infantilizing to call them girls. It also, to me, I think what she tried to do was show, like, how close they were, you know, like, some people might say, like, oh, I'm going out with my girls or whatever. I don't, but some people might. Especially, you know. Yeah. But that in a professional setting, I guess, it's one thing, like, if you're friends with your coworkers and, like, outside the office, you call, like, hey, how's my girl or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing. But when you're being interviewed professionally...
yeah.
Don't use girls. Even if you want to show how close you are. Because it is something that they talk about in here, is that they are a very close group. Great. Love that. You are still women
fantastic.
In that situation. You
because
are
it's so women. Easy to take a quote like that out of context.
Right. And
because let's be real. Let's be real for a second. people are looking for any excuse mm-hmm. to, like, pick and prod and nip at this,
mm-hmm.
you have to think about every single word that comes out of your mouth.
Right. You, especially when, as much as the PWHPA doesn't necessarily want to consider the PHF to be their rival, necessarily, mm-hmm. They are. And
they are.
You can't, if you're trying to create a professional league, you really can't mess up. Like, you can't say that.
No, especially when your rival already has a league mm-hmm. and is moving mountains. And the other thing about this quote that bothers me
mm-hmm.
is, oh, there's a lot of work being done behind the scenes.
Right.
Okay.
I thought the whole, like, point. I thought the whole, like, point.
What work, though?
Yes. The whole point of the PWHPA, well, not the whole point, but some of it was that there wasn't transparency.
Yeah.
In the NWHL.
Like, they pitched a whole fit about a lack of transparency between the league and the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the league and the players, but the mm-hmm. league, the players, and the fans. There's a whole thing. Hillary Knight went on this whole tirade about mm-hmm. it.
Right. And it's... The last sentence for me, we trust them and we hope it's going to come up soon.
Where's the timeline?
Timeline. And also, that makes me think that you don't know. Like,
they don't know.
I know. But, like, you know, you want to put forward that you do know. Even yeah. if you don't. Like, you don't want to be like, well, we hope it's going to come up soon. Because then it's like, well, that's another season gone by. Where the
PHF. But then, of course, if they say in, like, the next 2 years they're planning to have a league, and mm-hmm. then 2 years goes by and suddenly they still don't have a league.
Right. Yeah. It's just one of those, like, the words there, not, like, okay, one, you were really upset about the transparency, rightfully.
Yeah,
about
rightfully the so.
About, you were upset about the transparency issue in the NWHL. You were right about mm-hmm. that. Love that you pointed it out, and, you know, and that, to be honest, the PHF addressed that. Mm-hmm. But doing the hard work behind closed doors, we trust them and we hope it's going to come up soon, just gives me the idea of, like, I don't, like, who knows, you know, it's like, well, like, I don't, what about this transparency? Like,
It reads like a toxic boyfriend or girlfriend, like, partner yes. situation.
Yes.
Where you swear up and down to mm-hmm. your parents mm-hmm. that, like, oh, you're going to get married soon.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the excuse before was that you both were going to, you know, go to college and, like, get your, like, finish out your degrees, right? Like, you're both yeah. going to get your degrees. And then you decided, oh, we're going to go to grad school. So we're going to get that done first. And mm-hmm. then we'll get married. But right. you already went through grad school. Now you got these student loans piling up. And mm-hmm. there's still no rock on your finger.
Right.
Babe, yeah. read the room.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also, I think, because there's something else to it. That's such a dumb thing because the shit that they talk.
God, so much shit.
About the PHF. The PHF has a league. Has a league. They have health insurance now. They have.
Right?
They
health insurance.
Right. They have a salary cap that is growing. They are adding teams to the league in major cities that, like,
mm-hmm.
live, breathe, and die by hockey. Like, what happens? Like, I mean, what happens if the PHF gets a team in Pittsburgh? Where are you gonna go? But also, like, they talk so much shit about the PHF, but the PHF puts in the work. You're like, I'm tired of hearing
you talk.
Put
your money where your mouth is.
Yes. Like, I get it. You're Olympians. Love that for you. We'd love to see you play in a season, in a league. Some of you are getting mm-hmm. kind of old. No offense. Like, for hockey, you're getting kind of old.
Yeah. Like, respectfully, who's going to, like, Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Which
you're at the age that most players are talking about, like, I'll do another like contract maybe.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you might not have a league to play in until you're 31 or 32, depending on when your birthday is. At least. Like,
you're not Ymir Jagr.
No. No. So, yeah. But yeah, I read that. And to be honest, it's so the rest of the article, by the way, is kind of fun to read from a just a beginner's journalism class kind of way. And, you know, great. But it just reads like they don't have a concept of what real life is, I guess. They want, you know, what struck me about looking at even just their All-Star stuff, but then looking at the PWHPA, and then I saw that the Kendall like speed skate thing, I clicked on the PWHPA Instagram and I scrolled through it a little bit, and then I went to the PHF just to kind of see. And the PWHPA's Instagram, at least, looks very much like the NHLPA Instagram, which, okay, that's one thing. But the PHF, like, they have so much more, like, community connections. You know, they have posts about pride. They have posts about, like, you know, coming together as a community when something terrible happens. They have those posts. The PWHPA doesn't really. At least not that I could, like, I didn't scroll all the way through. But, you know, I scrolled four rows down on Instagram and I saw a pride thing from the PHF. Mm. I saw a thing about, you know, about the tragedy in Colorado Springs and all that. But I didn't see any of that from the PWHPA, and it made me think. I was like, you're really looking at the NHL and the NHLPA to be your blueprint, and that's not sustainable for women's hockey, not how it should be done today. The NHL and the NHLPA were created at a different time. They need to grow.
Yeah.
Don't become them and then have to grow later.
Like, yeah, and I mean, that's been the whole conversation, that the NHLPA needs to grow desperately before they lose the fans. Like, that's been the whole thing. And then you're sitting here trying to model all of your league, your information, your conferences, blah, 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 off of the NHL that has consistently pissed off fans for years. And has consistently not reached out to fans and made them feel othered. Okay.
However, I will say it was really cool to see that the NHL is now partnered with the Trevor Project. I will say that.
Yes.
It took a while. It is a thing that we should be happy about because it is happening now.
Yes.
But obviously, movements
have been made.
Yes. But obviously, if you have a very new league, you have an opportunity to make those connections early instead of starting. Because once you start something, it's really hard to change it. It's much, like, because people want to, you know, like, oh, this is how we've always done things, you know.
That is my least favorite phrase in the entire world. Right.
And humans do not like change, you know. We just don't. As a species, we just don't. But
yeah.
So if you have an opportunity to create something entirely new, do it.
Yeah.
You know, and like, it's just fascinating.
Play that Maren Morris song, The Bones.
Okay.
And just remember, like, it doesn't matter as long as your foundation is good.
Yeah. Okay. And you have the opportunity to create that foundation right now.
Yes.
With connect, because even like, the NWHL, they had, like, there's Twitch. They were streaming on Twitch.
Which, like, was so cool, by the way.
Anyone could access that.
I kind of miss it sometimes because of the person who was, like, hosting it. Like, that was always kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, she was fun, yeah.
But it's still, nice to have like a more professional format right. now. But I do miss it sometimes.
And I mean, and yeah, it's
but
it's
that's just gained a lot of fans by doing that.
Right, anyone could access that. There was no like country blocks or anything like that. Like it was like anyone can watch this.
There was no, you have to go to this specific website at this specific time, turn off your ad block, turn off your pop-up block, turn off your spam block.
Oh, you don't have an account? Sorry, you can't watch.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't any of that. So it's just fascinating.
7-minute free trial.
Yeah, right. It's just, it's fascinating to me that they would have that opportunity and then legitimately point out things that need to change. Like, about the NWHL, they definitely did, where, you know, transparency was terrible. They didn't make enough money. They didn't have health insurance. All of that. Yes, point those out. Like, you know, seize the means of production. But you didn't, and you aren't.
And, just making bad life choices all around.
Yeah, and it just, and then just the continuous, like, we're going to have a league. Like, I'm like, okay. At this point, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right. Right.
You
good
keep
God.
Saying things, but I need to see it now.
Where's the proof? Things.
Right. Even just a timeline. Like you said, just a timeline.
Come on, just to give me a time. Give me an idea.
Even my job, like where I work, we have like 5-year timelines. Is it?
Yeah.
Are all of the things going to happen? No. But that's, like, it's the guideline that helps us. Even if we're not, you know, we're not at the, you know, the thing 3 years from now. Like, that's not going to happen immediately. We got to work to that. But a timeline helps us see what we're working towards and helps people outside of the organization see what we're working towards. You know, so it's just, it's one of those, I'm like, it's just, but yeah. It's just dumb.
Anyway, make better choices.
Please.
And stop saying stupid shit.
For the sake...
Leave that to me.
For the sake of... for the sake of women's hockey. Women's, not girls' hockey. Women's hockey. Do something.
Women's hockey.
Do something.
Please, I'm begging you.
Besides, talk shit about the PHF. Leave the PHF alone.
Right? Because if y'all don't stop talking shit about the PHF, I'm going to keep talking shit about you.
Yeah.
And eventually, I'm going to get mean.
And I know several women's hockey fans. I mean, when I say women's hockey fans, I mean, like, they know players' names. They can quote stats. And at this point, they also hate the PWHPA. That says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, some of the biggest women's hockey supporters I know hate you.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So maybe fix it.
Right.
Because it can still be fixed. I think it can still be fixed.
Yes. They really...
But they need to legitimately be like, by 2023...
Yeah.
Or, well, not 2023 now. But by 2024, we will have a 4-team league.
Yes. League. Like with...
A league. An actual league.
Not named Team Adidas.
And not named Team Knight.
Or, right, yeah.
Like, named after the captain, because that's a bad idea.
Yeah, please don't.
You know, just... And maybe it's like a West Coast league for a little while. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe all four of your teams are in California because that's the cheapest way to make it happen. I don't care, but have a league.
Yeah. Once you have a league, then we'll talk about...
Talk. Then then I'll stop talking shit. Maybe.
maybe. Maybe. Maybe not. Kind of depends on how things go.
It depends on how things go, but also it depends on if y'all keep pissing me off because you're really starting to just irk my nerves.
Yeah. It. Great job with the All-Star game. Wish I knew what was happening.
Yeah. Wish I could have seen the... actual thing that everybody cares about with the All-Star game. You know,
create a league. At least release a timeline.
Please.
And then we'll start saying some nice things besides
maybe
good job doing something. Like, literally something. Not even, and, like...
I feel like at this point, we're always, like, surprised when they do something.
Like, actually doing things. Like, not just saying things. Doing things.
The All-Star Game doesn't count at this point. And your showcases don't count either.
No. Yeah. We can't watch those.
Because I'm tired of talking about them.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing you have.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, we had another showcase in Pittsburgh. Okay.
Good for Pittsburgh.
Good for Pittsburgh.
Oh, it was in Ottawa? Good for Ottawa.
Good for Ottawa.
Yeah.
Like, at least have it someplace different. Like, my God.
Yeah. And it does say something that you not work in other places, to be honest. So.
Yeah, it does.
But that's the conversation.
Especially when you said that the NHL was supporting you.
Right.
In everything that you do.
Yeah.
So
it's just a bunch of different things. One day, Painter, we will have something to say that is not what the fuck about the PWHPA.
Maybe.
We gotta keep the hope alive a little bit.
All right, yeah. Okay. one day we will have something nice to say about the PWHPA.
Yep.
And that is not the bare minimum.
Yes. And for everyone listening to this, again, hope you're having an okay mental health time. It is the holiday season. Keep chugging along as things go. And I hope all of your teams win, except for the games they play against mine.
Stay safe out there.